Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Jared Keene earned his PhD in creative writing at Florida State University. Dr. Keene is an assistant professor in the Department of English at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas, where he teaches American literature and graphic novel. He has written numerous other books and guides on various topics, including a travel guide, a rock band biography, and edited short fiction anthologies, including Las Vegas Noir and Dead Neon, The Tales of Near Future Las Vegas. Jarrett, welcome to the program.
Thank you. So wonderful to be here.
How did you get involved in creative writing?
Well, I just found myself drawn to the enterprise of creating inventive, imaginative stories. I grew up, you know, in the 70s and 80s, there wasn't a lot of stimulation. There wasn't a lot to go on except for, you know, TV, comics. And I just, I just took to it. And I found a way to get a degree in writing my dreams down on paper and putting it in a Word document and sharing it with others, with classmates initially, with my professors. But then I discovered that, you know, there was such a thing as the campus newspaper. I could write, you know, album reviews. I could write film reviews. I could do all kinds of things to make money with my writing. And so that put me on a, just a creative path. And I'm very grateful for it.
There is a phrase in writing called dystopian. Dystopian.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means, according to my definition, it's, you know, entropy, watching things fall apart and having fun with it. You know, entropy can be fun if you let it, you know, guide your imagination. And I just find myself really drawn to these kinds of stories where civilization is either, you know, destroyed or hanging by a thread, and you watch characters kind of deal and struggle through these imaginative scenarios. I love books like, for example, Stephen King's The Stand. I like watching the world collapse, and then I love witnessing the characters struggle to piece it back together.
Tell us about your latest book, Hammer of the Dogs.
Oh, my goodness. It's an incredible story of teenagers in a ruined Las Vegas killing each other with drones by remote control. The valley is carved up by two warlords. One is housed in the basement of the Luxor, you know, the black pyramid there on the strip with the sky beam, that light that shoots up into the atmosphere. And then the other warlord has control of City Center, which is a posh resort. And so they're battling each other, and Lash finds herself engaged in a conflict she doesn't quite understand until she does, and then she finds a reason to put both of them in their place, so to speak.
How realistic is it? What do you think?
Well, all of the technology, all of the weapons that are depicted in the novel are taken from, real life. For many years, I worked as a corporate communicator for the biggest resort company in the world, MGM Resorts, and I used my employee badge to, bust into these drone tech conventions at places like, Mandalay Bay, Caesar's Palace, and I was just awestruck and deeply disturbed by the technology that was available even just 10 years ago. It's unbelievable. All the technology in the book is taken from the catalogs and brochures that I took from the drone tech conventions, everything from the ornithopters or the bird UAVs to the insect drones to the snake bots to the sentient pistols. It's just amazing to see all these weapons developed. And what was particularly interesting is the way there is this, I don't know how else to describe it, except it's like a vast and orchestrated effort involving the tech sector, the military-industrial complex, higher education, foreign governments. They're all building up the drone industry. Surveillance and control are really what these drones offer, the ability to, erase someone instantly with the push of a button. It's just too intoxicating to ignore.
And the technology is going to get better and better and better, Jared, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And then with the advent of AI, the algorithms determining who lives or dies, it's just too almost too much to contemplate. But that's what Lash, the hero of Hammer of the Dogs, is up against. And that's why she makes the decision to embrace these weapons, find a way to use them to fight back.
Even though it's a novel, how realistic do you think it might be?
Well, you can see now, I'm sure you've read the stories of the drug cartels in Mexico using drones that they purchased off Amazon and, improvising explosive devices, and they're just basically bombing each other right now. This is something that, unfortunately, I can see young people taking to it at some point, finding a way to amplify the horror and the nightmare of the remote control killing.
Yeah, it's happening. Are you scared about this kind of technology? I mean, would you hope through your book, Hammer of the Gods, even though it's a novel, to convince people? Because what can we do about it?
Well, Lash offers an example, which is to not run from it, not be afraid of it, but to, take it on, to master it, to embrace it, to use it in a way that, ultimately can defend us, because if we try to take it out of our hands and allow the government to have sole control over this technology, I don't imagine it will end well. But I know there are, in fact, young people like Lash, the hero of my novel, the warrior hero, who will rise up and, like in the movie Terminator, they're going to resist, and I can easily see that happening. So that inspires me. That keeps me sane.
Absolutely. Now, did you have any inside information with the technology? How did you come up with these ideas?
All of it, as I said, is pulled from these catalogs and brochures. But however, I will say this. I've had many drone pilots in my classes here at UNLV. I've taught them works like the Iliad and the Odyssey. I've taught them Shakespeare, and so they've told me a lot about what they deal with day in and out at places like Creech Air Force Base, where the drone war is waged on a daily, hourly basis here in just outside of Las Vegas.
You know, these drones that you see, like you just mentioned on Amazon, they look like toys, but they're really pretty sophisticated, aren't they?
Yes, and every year they become more sophisticated, and every day they find new ways. People find new ways to use them in lethal fashion. I mean, what's amazing, if you really think about it, is that, the Wright brothers didn't really invent air travel. I mean, they invented death from above. It's really the most devastating military tactic of the 20th century. You know, it's how World War II began and ended, you know, well, from Harbor to Hiroshima.
And for the military, it's safer to send a drone instead of a pilot, isn't it?
Absolutely, and probably, you know, it's probably a even more fail-safe. It's you know, more accurate. There's no emotional concerns. You know that the program, the algorithm, you know, the computer will get it done.
I don't want to give away too much of your book, but it's kind of scary.
It scared me writing this book. The only thing, like I said, that kept me grounded was the knowledge that I had a terrific a warrior hero, Lash, who, you know, it doesn't back down from a fight, even if she believes she's going to be snuffed in a, you know, a conflict, she moves bravely forward. She takes on the bad guys and spills their blood in a way that, you know, fans of Edgar Rice Burroughs and Robert E. Howard's Conan the Barbarian, I mean, Lash is a pulp hero in the old school style, Flash Gordon, Zorro, Buck Rogers. I wanted to create a character that, you know, faced impossible odds, yet finds a way to, you know, finds a way to be victorious.
Does she have superpowers?
No, but she does. In the end, Lash is revealed to have a certain trick that a certain surgeon installed in her brain. It's not, I'm not going to reveal what it is, but it's something that helps turn the tide of battle in the penultimate chapter.
If you have this turned into a movie, who would you want to play the part of Lash?
I don't know. There's so many great actors. The one thing that really stands out about Lash is her physicality. So whoever the actor would be, whether it's the actor that's stars in Wednesday Addams, for example, that actor would have to do some push-ups and pull-ups and basically, you know, get fit enough to be able to conduct a serious, you know, drone war in ruined Las Vegas.
Get him from the Wrestling Federation or something like that.
Someone with serious upper body strength, let's just say.
Absolutely.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Glasses in Session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Now, have you ever played with a drone?
Yes, I have. And the sound of a quadcopter, you know, something you buy off of the Amazon website, it's very unnerving. The noise of it is, I don't know, it's just upsetting. It bothers me. But I have toyed around with them and had fun with them. And, of course, I have two teenage sons who they love having little drone battles in the backyard next to the pool. And so I've enjoyed fooling around with them. However, I can't get too I don't want to go down that I don't want it to become a serious hobby, because otherwise I feel like I will be compromising not just the my love of the hero Lash, but also, you know, I do think that books like Hammer of the Dogs serve as a warning. You know, be careful with this technology. It's a Pandora's box that once it's opened, you can't really close it.
Can it ever get to the point where the drones fly out of control of the radio control that you're holding, that just goes too far and then you just lose it?
Oh, certainly. But, you know, what's scary with things like, I almost said Skynet, but, you know, there are satellites now that allow a drone to basically, you know, you can be controlled, wielded from, you know, anywhere on Earth and reaching any destination. And that, to me, is, you know, the kind of a nightmare. The Starlink stuff is really frightening to examine.
And I assume the military is using these extensively, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, and they're using them in ways that we're not even aware of. You find out when you read stories, just on, you know, mainstream news stories, you find that drones are always surveying, always taking in information. Whenever there's a, you know, a major event somewhere in the world, there's always, like, drone footage. It's scary to contemplate because it means you're being watched wherever you are, you know, at any time of day or night. Very unsettling. But, of course, that's sort of the fun of an adventure story like Hammer of the Dogs. I wanted the reader to be frightened but also taken on a thrill ride, you know, a roller coaster ride where you know that there's some bad technology afoot, but there's a hero there that's going to put it right.
What is she? Oh, she's overlooking Las Vegas as well on the cover, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the cover is, of course, done in that Frank Frazetta style, that pulp fantasy mode. And I wanted the book to be a throwback in many ways to the adventure fantasy stories that, you know, I enjoyed growing up in the 80s with movies like Empire Strikes Back, Conan the Barbarian, Tron, all those great films that, you know, have stood the test of time and that people still love and adore today.
You've got a human versus robot competition called the Magnus Bout. Tell us about that.
That's a nod to an old comic book I used to enjoy reading called Magnus Robot Fighter. And so the Magnus Bouts, you know, you always have to have a kind of gladiator sequence in any great adventure film. We've seen it in everything from John Carter to, well, the movie Gladiator, Spartacus, etc. So I just wanted to, you know, give a nod there to some of the great pulp adventures that came before Hammer of the Dogs. And so it needed a gladiator scene. And, of course, when you have technology wielded by kids, I think it's inevitable that young people will find themselves at odds, you know, physically confronting robots and fighting them in a, you know, basically a death match.
What do you think of the possibility of that, where artificial intelligence becomes so amazing, they literally take over things?
Yes, well, you know, growing up in the 80s, there was a movie called Terminator that made a huge impression on me. And a
huge, yeah.
You know, major impression on people of my generation. And so I don't know. I see us becoming more at odds with growing technology. Here at UNLV, of course, we're dealing, as most universities are, with the ChatGPT phenomenon. You know, computers writing our students' papers for them. It can be a real problem. And there's also things like cyber hacking. Every university suffers this misfortune, and I think that, you know, it's going to become an increasing problem. If you've seen the recent headlines, you know that MGM Resorts, Caesar's Palace, have been hacked, and Caesar's Palace actually paid the hackers, you know, the ransom in the tens of millions of dollars to cease and desist the cyber attack. So I don't know. I see it becoming increasingly problematic. AI will eventually, you know, be hacking on its own, and it just it seems like a problem that's set to spiral.
I was kind of foolish to pay the hackers. They'll just do it again.
Yeah, I don't understand how that works. And, you know, I'm told from the local papers here that it's a group of U.S. and British hackers. But, you know, I'm not sure how they know that. To me, it's something that can be anonymous, and you have no idea where the attack is coming from. So I find that very that detail very interesting.
What has been the reaction of your book from your students?
Well, in many ways, I wrote it for them. I wanted to show them how to write a book during the course of a 15-week semester. Every week, I'd bring in a new chapter, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 words, and show them that the discipline and the momentum that you need in order to complete a novel. And I wrote it for them and in their honor. And what was really interesting is I inspired many of my students to embark on their own novel writing adventure. And so I've had at least four or five students at the time that I was working on Hammer of the Dogs who completed their own books and are, you know, have published, self-published some of them, and others are circulating their manuscripts now in New York and in the literary world, trying to get a contract. So I find that to be very satisfying. It's nice to be around young people because they're inspiring and they want to read fun dystopian adventures, and I admire that.
How realistic do you think your book is with what is happening in real life today?
Well, young people are in fact killing each other remotely in places like Ukraine, and I find that to be very sad. And you know, I can easily see that spreading across the world, and so that's sort of the bittersweet, the tragic aspect of it. What's bittersweet is that I know that, you know, young people will find a way to rebel, to resist, and you know, escape this nightmare. They just have to, like I say, embrace the technology and not run from it, because if you run from it, you'll just be on the run forever. I take the lesson of Terminator, the movie, very seriously. You know, you have to rise up against the machines at some point.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.